The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. It's time now for what I feel may be a very important event in Stoner Jesus Show history. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. I'm not exactly sure what St. Peter is going to say in this segment. He is ensconced in his little glass booth. You ready to go, Peter?
Yeah, I'm ready, Jesus. Let's do this.
Now, as I said, I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You've said, you came to me a few days ago, you even tweeted it out, as you never do.
Right.
You have some sort of confession. You have something weighing on your mind and your soul.
Yeah.
Something you want to get out. Would this happen to have anything to do with, with Chemo Suave and why he's hiding in the haunted house? And
No, it doesn't, Jesus. Will you get off of that already? Nothing happened between me and Chemo Suave, motherfucker.
That was my guess. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Now you're pissing me off, and maybe I won't let you do it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, come on.
Just go.
I'm going to do it.
You have a very important confession.
Yes.
St. Peter, go ahead.
Well, Jesus, I thought that, in light of recent things that have been in the news about a certain comedian.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I thought this was the time for me to come forward and talk about the time that I met Bill Cosby.
Hmm.
It was like 1985 or so. We were doing radio or whatever out in L.A., and I met Mr. Cosby, and one thing led to another, and we ended up back up in his room. We were going to write some comedy bits together or whatever. And, this is really hard for me to talk about, Jesus. I saw him slip some roofies in my drink. You know what I mean? Like he didn't think I was seeing. But you know me, Jesus, I take roofies. I take like 10 of them to come down from like a 4-day binge of like coke and shit, so I'm pretty immune to that shit. In any case, he slipped the rupees in my drink, and I drank the drink, and it didn't do anything to me, because as I said, I got a pretty high tolerance for that shit, as you know. And then eventually he got really, really tired, and he just kind of, he kind of fell asleep on the couch. Mr. Cosby did.
All right, and, so he fell asleep.
Right,
he fell asleep.
He fell asleep on the couch.
So, I guess what you're saying is Bill Cosby did not rape you? Is that your big confession?
Will you just let me tell the fucking story, Jesus?
Okay.
Why are you
going to
fucking interrupt me all the time?
God.
I'm going to go.
Fucking
shut up.
Fucking long-winded story.
Anyway, he was, passed out there in his little robe, and I don't know what happened, Jesus. I don't know what came over me, but, I kind of reached over, and I pulled up his robe, and I pulled down, like, his little boxer shorts, his little plaid boxer shorts, and, oh my God, Jesus, I raped beloved comedian Bill Cosby.
Wow.
I raped Bill Cosby, Jesus. I stuck it right in his pooper, and I just fucked the crap out of him, Jesus. Literally, Jesus, I raped Bill Cosby.
Peter, I'm looking at you through the glass, and all joking aside, I can see this is very, very emotional.
What did I do?
A moment for you.
Jesus.
Take however much time you need, bro. We're here for you. We're here for you, bro.
That wasn't very good, Jesus. I'm just sarcastic.
Get cheering up, but seriously, yeah. Seriously, dude, okay. It's all right, man. It's all right.
All right.
You got it out there. It's out there now. We can.
I need to get it off my chest.
We can all
Jesus.
Digest it.
Yeah. And speak my mind.
I was right in one sense. It was quite a historic, historic thing for the show. It's not what I was expecting at all. But there it is, St. Peter's confession of raping at one time beloved comedian Bill Cosby.
Oh my God, what did I do?
Star of the Cosby Show and stand-up legend. I don't know what to say. I don't really know where to go from here. I guess we got a break. Peter, it's going to be okay, Peter.
Jesus.
It's going to be okay.
What did I do, Jesus? Bill Cosby.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Stoner Jesus Show
Bill
Live.
Cosby.
I got to be honest, I'm shaking. This whole thing is shaking me. We will soldier on. We will continue on. Coming up.
What?
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Holy cow, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Cloudy in here. Holy shit. Welcome back, everybody. High noon with Stoner Jesus, April 28th, 2017. This is the start of hour two. Missed hour one? Go check it out. Lots of good shit. More good shit coming up. Make sure you check out the new stonerjesus.net. Recent podcast information on the show. All that cool stuff. The new stonerjesus.net. Mom's favorite website, I've often said. Got an Antichrist update coming up here in a minute. I was going to attempt to call Cracker Barrel, see if they ever came to a conclusion about the Brad's wife situation, but the fucking phone system doesn't seem to be working. Like, I try to call somebody, and just sits there. You know? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to obsess over tech issues. I got to move on. I got to get on with my life. Fuck. Anyway, we'll check out some shit going around the internet. I could do 6 hours on that. There's just no end to the crazy, fucking ridiculous shit going on the internet now. And people filming it because everybody's got a camera on them. Remember, they're 10 years old or 80 years old. They fucking whip out their phone. Camera. YouTube. World star. But first, we have an Antichrist update that's told or foretold in the scriptures long ago. An Antichrist would rise, an Antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. If you're a regular listener of the show, and you have been for a few years, you know who this Antichrist is. Even before she, yes, she was born, and tracking the movements and the intelligence, you know, the information we can for the coming battle against the Antichrist.
Around the same time, she had fell in love with him.
Well, I was gonna kiss you in front of her.
She knew I was eventually gonna ask her to marry me. I just had to get that ring right.
Hey, you have my baby, and it looks so much to me.
When I came back from the hospital, the first thing I did was go look at my vag in the mirror.
Yes. Yes. Of course, the Antichrist is none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kim Ye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. She's three now. Soon she'll be marshaling her armies and whatnot. I'm going to be honest with you. We're outgunned. We're outmanned. We're the underdogs in this battle. Of course, we have the stoned Canadian squirrels and the stoned rabbits who are dangerous because they've lost their fear of humans because they're so stoned. But we don't have much else. We have our brains. We have strategy and tactics. They'll be employed in this battle. For instance, seeing a lot lately that there's a lot of comparisons between Kim Kardashian's ass and her sister Kourtney's ass. Whose ass is better? I bet that's a bit of a contention in the family. That maybe the asses may be a good place to drive a wedge in the family. Maybe when we attack, it'll be a good point of entry. Little rear guard action. Asses. You get it. So anyway, other efforts to gain intelligence on what's going on. Kim Kardashian was recently on Ellen. That's right. Let that sink in. Kim Kardashian did an interview on Ellen. You think that's bad? No, it is. It's not as bad as you think because we're going to listen to it. That's right. I mean, I don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, although I guess I should, in terms of, you know, gathering intelligence for the battle. But we're going to check this out. She talks about Northwest, Antichrist, and how much like she is like Kanye, and how much her little brother, Saint, is like Kim. Saint West, a.k.a. Fredo. So here's Kim Kardashian. Yes, this is a real thing that's about to happen to you. And tell your therapist about it later this week. Kim Kardashian on Ellen. Family talk with Kim Kardashian.
Saint.
Yes.
You have a new one now.
Yes.
And how is Saint?
He's my twin. He's literally my twin personality. He's so, I don't want to be like, I'm so sweet, but he's so sweet.
You are so sweet. I know you. You're very sweet.
And he's just like such a good, good boy, like such a good person.
He is. He doesn't cry or fuss or anything?
No, he's so, I mean, like North just beats him up all day long and he so doesn't cry.
In what way does she beat him up?
She's just awful. See?
People have been telling me for years I need to fucking lay off this shit. She just said that Northwest, Antichrist, is awful. Awful. She beats up on poor Fredo.
So jealous, and I thought it was a phase. It's not going away. She just says boys aren't allowed in her room. Like, when she's gone at school, I'm like, it's time. Let's go in her room. Let's do whatever you want. Go.
By the way, yes, I do hear that glitching in the audio, and yes, it annoys the fuck out of me.
Crazy. She's just so jealous. I can't hold him. I have to stop breastfeeding him. I mean, when I was breastfeeding him, she was so jealous. I had to get a little milk box and put it in the other bra with a straw. So she would drink and he would drink. I mean, it was, she's so jealous.
That's so sweet of you to think to do that. That's awesome that you would do that.
You see what I'm talking about? See? It's the Antichrist.
Crazy. I mean, it's, things you do.
She would think that there's something different with a straw than a, but you know.
Mommy's got titty straws.
Oh, maybe she's not that bright.
She's really, really smart, actually. Like the smart, she knows how to outsmart us, or she thinks she does.
Oh, that's tough.
But she is Kanye's twin. Same personality.
Really?
Says the same wild things. Like she, those two.
Makes boots. Talks about fashion week incessantly.
So them talking together is quite something, I bet.
Oh, it's, I mean.
He's like, yo, North, check out these boots. She's like, those boots are fucking whack. You bitch, get out of here before I punch you.
Like, what does she say? What wild things?
Think. I mean, she'll just.
Give me them titties, mommy.
Looking at me, like here, and be like, mommy, I don't like Ellen. And or whoever it is,
yeah.
You know, and I'm just like,
oh, I was gonna say, now I feel like we're gonna bond. A little Antichrist. I don't like Ellen either.
You know, and she's just like, why, mom? I'm being honest. And I was like, okay.
Wow, that's a shame. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna talk about Kanye's about to turn 40, and he does these outrageous, huge things for you. You've got to feel pressure, so we need
No, I'm done. I heard what I need to hear. I mean, fuck, man. I can only handle so much with this. For real. But that's the big news this week, is that she was on Ellen and North is Kanye's twin. So Kanye is much like the Antichrist. Again, all this intelligence, it all goes into the vault when the time comes. And the battle is joined. Is that dramatic? I'm going for dramatic. That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm trying for. The time comes for the battle to be joined. There we go. That's good. It is. And remember, the ass. The ass is the key. The ass will be the key to the battle. Mark my words. I can't believe I didn't see it before. The ass is the center of everything. Oh, shit. Wait, what is this? They have a new babysitter. Oh, no. Someone else I'm about to battle. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West's new babysitter is the last person you'd expect. Oh, is this some stupid attempt at comedy? Oh, shit. God damn it. Now I hate you in style. Now I hate you forever. Especially something funny that Kathy Griffin's new fucking babysitter. Ugh. Now I want to punch the editor of In Style and I want to punch Kathy Griffin. You stupid bitch. Anyway. It's High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Holy shit. A lot of stuff coming up. Next, a guy beats the shit out of a burglar and then forces him to run home naked. mother sells her 11-year-old daughter in exchange for heroin. I'm telling you, the fucking internet is bonkers. This shit's bonkers. Off the chain, as the kids say. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. April 28, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out StonerJesus.net, the new StonerJesus.net for all the podcasts, information on the show, so on and so forth.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us. We
love it. I'm Radical Russ Belville, inviting you to join me every weekday on CannabisRadio.com for the Russ Belville Show. It's the NPR of POT. We bring you the latest marijuana headlines, cannabis analysis, drug war data, activist interviews, radical rants, and your live calls. Join me every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, live only on CannabisRadio.com.
Is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy or their pipe or their bong or whatever you use to do your medicine.
It's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chung Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared someone's going to take my picture here.
What are they going to say? Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ha 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 ha!
noon with Stoner Jesus. Live every Friday at noon. CannabisRadio.com. It's April 28, 2017. Go find the podcast. The new StonerJesus.net. Of course, CannabisRadio.com as well. iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher. Search Stoner Jesus on things and I'll come up.
The Stoner Jesus Show.
Fuck that up. There we go. Damn it. Bring that back up there. And then I have to fix that. Oh, that's fucking annoying. I fucked that all up. It's my bad, yo. Damn it. What's it time for now? Oh, we're going to check out shit on the internet. Discombobulated now. Lost track of what I was doing. Guy beats the shit out of a burglar, then forces him to run home naked. This is on World Star Hip Hop, if you want to go check it out. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to see the visuals or something like that. For real.
Bitch, get up, bro.
Bro, no weird shit, dog. Can you help me out?
Bitch, fuck you. Get the fuck up, bitch. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You try to rob my house? What you mean? Yo, I'm going to help you up, bitch. What the fuck, nigga? What do you think this is, bro? Let me see your shit. Let me see your face, bro.
Split
your
up.
Shit. Take all your shit off and leave. Booty ass nigga, you walking out of this house, bro. Nigga, come on, bro. Let's go. Get the fuck out of my house. You gonna come back here again or what?
No, no.
I'll be waiting for your ass, nigga.
Man, you're a little ass nigga, too.
Bro, you really don't know what the fuck I could have done to your ass. I really could have fucked your ass up, my nigga. I could have beat the brakes off your ass, boy. Nigga, let's go. Come on, bro.
What does that mean? Beat the brakes off?
No, leave that, too, bro. No, bro. Leave all that shit, bro. Bitch, that's it.
He's making him leave all his clothes.
You're really trying me, bro. Let's go. Take all your shit. I'm talking to you walking out of the house butt the fuck ass naked, bro. Bitch, hurry up. Man. Unless you want to lay on the floor more, I'll beat your ass more. Damn, bro.
So he beats him up, grabs his camera, and makes him take all his clothes off before he leaves.
Damn, you know you fucked up. How old you is?
17.
How old you is?
I looked like that when I was 12, nigga. Bro, stop fucking with your eye. I don't care, bro. Take that shit. Carry that shit at home, bro. Have your homie fix you up, huh? You're probably gay anyways, nigga. Bro, I don't care about your eye. Let's go.
Can I get my sweatshirt?
No, nigga, you no, take everything. Rich, you walking out here butt ass naked, nigga. You tried me, bro. That's Mando, nigga. That's consequences, bro. Bro, don't try me, bro. Please don't try me, bro. Walk your ass butt the fuck ass naked out of my fucking house, nigga. All your shit, bitch. Bro, please hurry up, bro. I really don't want to punch you again, bro. I really split your other eye so quick, nigga. No, bro, butt the fuck.
Like,
I don't want to punch you again.
Naked, bro, everything, bro. You'll walk out there butt ass naked, nigga. Go ahead, nigga. Bro, go ahead, bro. I'm gonna split your shit really fucking bad, bro.
Man, listen,
bro. I'm telling you, bro. I really don't want to do it to you, nigga. No, take that shit off, too. Walk out there butt ass naked and you gone, bro. You keep your socks on, bro.
How you
turn around, pull your shit down and dip.
Can no one look? Huh? Can no one look?
Go, bro. Turn around, take your shit off and dip, nigga. Hurry up, bro. Hurry up, bro. Yeah, bitch, because you gonna walk around here and fucking look dumb as shit. Bitch, go, bro. I'm really about to fucking really steal your fucking ass. Now get the fuck out of my house, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my house, bitch. You look dumb as hell, nigga. Bitch, you look dumb as shit. Ah, look at this nigga running, bro.
I mean, I guess, you know, the obvious lesson is don't rob somebody's house. I mean, you know, it seems to go without saying, but whatever. Mother sells her 11-year-old daughter in exchange for heroin.
Child trafficking case. The charges are shocking. Prosecutors say an 11-year-old girl sold for sex so her mom could score smack. WLWT News 5's John London leading the way on this story. John?
Yeah, Mike, that mother is jailed at the Hamilton County Justice Center back behind me here, indicted on 27 felony counts. Her addiction apparently so overpowering, so compelling, she betrayed her own child.
The mother's 31-year-old April Corcoran, indicted for trading her own flesh and blood for a heroin hit. Investigators say she'd bring her 11-year-old daughter to Shandell Willingham in exchange for heroin, and then he'd sexually assault her. Then the mother would retrieve the daughter until the next fix.
They also ingested the girl, the 11-year-old, with heroin, too, on occasion.
According to authorities, Willingham dealt drugs out of this renovated building, Machine Flats, videotaping some of the sex acts inside an apartment here in Camp Washington. Anastasia Hagerstrom moved in just yesterday from San Francisco. It's a stunner of a welcome to the neighborhood.
It's really upsetting that this happened, and unfortunate that it would be in this building because everything about this building doesn't speak that.
Ohio's attorney general is joining in on the prosecution, citing the widespread scourge of heroin. The indictment says trafficking the child started mid-February a year ago and continued to June 6th, when the girl went to live with her father and stepmother, revealing to them what had happened.
Every case of human trafficking is horrible, but this is just about as bad as anything I think I've ever seen.
The management at the apartment building on Coleraine today had no information it could share or confirm. The few neighbors who were around wondered what all the media attention was about.
Unfortunately, drugs seem to be in all strata of society, so you never know. But you always hope that maybe you're away from it all.
But as Attorney General DeWine noted, it's as common now in places like Batavia as it is in the big cities, even in Pleasant Plain. The 11-year-old girl is with her natural father and stepmother.
It's fucked up shit, man. It's actually quite a local story. There are studios. Moving on. God damn, it's fucking a bummer. Shit is a bummer, man. Some more upbeat stuff. Angry wife calls up her cheating husband and goes off on him while passengers on a New York City bus listen. Okay, now we're talking. Some more cool shit.
Shit, bitch! I get all that! Motherfucker! And you know what? I'ma stay married to your black sorry ass, cause when the fuck when you die, bitch, I'ma collect all your shirt policy, bitch, and I'll be somewhere Hawaii and Jamaica! Motherfucker! Off your shit! Motherfucker! You don't know how hurt I am. 13 years, nigga, I know you over 25 years. You sorry, motherfucking bitch!
Holy
your
shit.
Ass is mine, okay? And I mean it from the bottom of my motherfucking heart. Bitch, all I keep thinking about these tantrums that you have in my motherfucking house, you tear up my shit.
The bus has stopped, all these people are getting on, and she's yelling at her husband, who she found out was cheating on her, as somebody else films it.
So you got the nerve to fuck my shit up, and you out here thinking your little teeny weeny stinky shrivel up black funky penis in a hoe. I got you, my man, cause I'm fucking with a bitch like me, nigga, y'all.
Like 12 fucking people just got on the bus.
Cut that bitch off, my man. How you gonna try to fuck with your dick little as hell? Nigga, I was with you because I loved your little dick ass.
Now she's, I guess, they cut to a later time. I guess she's now off the phone. And now she's, like, doing stand-up for the bus, the people on the bus.
Bitch.
Out here. She's destroying her husband.
How could you make a baby with a little ass dick? Bitches out here fucking with women, with husbands with little dicks, with no money to even get their hair done.
She's killing this one chick.
These bitches don't want nothing.
She's killing.
So you can find a hoe and just bend over and she just fuck you for shit? That's dirty. I never was like that before I was married. Nigga, you ought to have some money in that wallet, bitch. I like my bills paid. I ain't fucking for work shoes. I'm fucking for that rent money, nigga. If I'm a fuck. Y'all have a blessed day. Fuck with me. Leave them sorry, funky, cheating ass, grimy niggas alone.
And then she leaves the bus. On to her fucking new career as a stand-up. She was killing. One lady was... One lady fucking loved it. Holy shit. Let's see what else is going on. Damn. Little boy says people should put their guns down and fight to settle their beefs. Okay. Sage advice. World star hip hop.
Yeah, I know them niggas, they be trying to shoot people.
That's on y'all, nigga. That's why y'all niggas be going to jail. Nigga, y'all know what y'all can do? Fight, nigga. F-I-G-H-T. Fight, nigga. All y'all be trying to do is just shoot. My cousin in the game. He be beating up me. While I slap him, he beat up me. Hit me. Told you. He'll do anything. Hit me again. Told you.
Some other kid's smaller than him. He's like, hit me. And he slaps him on the arm.
All y'all need to do is a fight. Say, fight. See? He know how to talk, walk, say stuff. He can do anything. But all y'all niggas need to do is fight. F-I-G-H-T, nigga. I ain't playing with y'all, nigga. And all y'all need to do is go out there.
F-I-G-H-T. He just made that video to show off his fucking spelling skills. Never. Oh, shit. Two travelers busted JFK Airport with 23 pounds of cocaine taped to their legs. WorldStarHipHop.com.
A pair of men arriving at Kennedy Airport were found to be wearing pairs of cocaine trousers. Customs and Border Protection says Ariel Garcia arrived on a flight from the Dominican Republic last Wednesday. When he was searched by officers, they discovered a series of packages taped to his legs containing a white powder substance that tested positive for cocaine. Dominican citizen Elvin Montilla Sosa came in on the same flight and was attempting to smuggle drugs using the same method. Between the two of them, the men were carrying approximately 23 pounds of cocaine with an estimated street value of $380,000.
That's a lot of fucking coke. Holy shit. How about this? Baby mama confronts her ex and his girlfriend at the grocery store and shots were fired. Literally. Never know.
Stay the fuck back. Come on outside. Come out the door. Come on out the door. Come on out the door. Come on out the door.
Just tell him to come outside.
Come on out the door. Come on out the door.
No, thank you.
She shouldn't have been in. She wants to be. She can get it. Come on out the door. Come out the door. Come out the door. Come out the door. Come out the door.
By the bleach of all places.
Come on, get that little bit ass nigga.
Oh my. Whoever had the camera started running. Holy shit. I mean, fucking people are crazy. They're fucking crazy. Don't matter where you go. You're in the middle of a grocery store. One more. So how about this? Firefighter drop kicks a woman to prevent her suicide. It says violence is... Attempted suicide is everything that a good story needs. Oh, this is just audio. I thought it was a news story. Oh, no. You have to go to World Star Hip Hop if you want to see that. This is going to be traffic noise. We're not doing that. So that's it for all that cool shit. We're going to talk about Trump and the economy coming up. Get out of here a little bit early. And go enjoy my weekend. Fucking hey, High Noon with Stoner Jesus, April 28th, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We're doing it every Friday, noon Eastern Time. Stay tuned, hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, and on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com, April 28, 2017. As well, I promised, talk about Trump and the economy. Apparently today, the figures for the first quarter of GDP growth came out for the U.S. economy, and it was very bad, 0.7%. I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, well, you know, this is Trump's fault, and this is not winning, and so on and so forth. People were obviously not aware that the first 20 days of the first quarter, Barack Obama was still president of this year. And Trump's budget and any policies he's enacted have had very little effect on the economy. But there's a greater point here at work, and I've seen it since before Trump became president, is the people who will get on Trump for everything. And the same people did it for, you know, Obama and every other president. But there's more of them, it seems, for Trump. He has a lot of detractors, and a lot of the points are valid. But here's the problem. If you're someone who's like, oh, well, you know, Trump fucked up the economy, and obviously he's had very little effect, good or bad, on the economy at this point. Everybody knows the classic story of the boy who cried wolf. If you don't know that specific story in your culture or whatever, wherever you're listening, there's a similar story. The boy who cried wolf. He kept saying there was a wolf and there wasn't a wolf. And then finally, when there was a wolf, nobody gave a shit. It's the thing about these Trump detractors. They go after the dumbest shit. Like, he walks down the steps in front of his wife, and every other president, you know, held his wife's hand going down the steps and whatever. Well, maybe they don't get along. But to go after him for every dumb little fucking thing dilutes the desensitizes people. So when you do go after, you have a valid point about, you know, was protectionism or, you know, immigration or whatever, then people don't care because you've diluted your point. You've desensitized them to, oh, Trump sucks everything. Everything Trump does sucks, 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 Trump, Trump, Trump. And then they don't care. So there's such a mountain of shit that you say he did wrong, they end up not caring about any of it. One thing distracts from the other, which distracts from the other, and it moves on down the line. Before anybody can get a handle on one thing, there's something else going on. All of that plays into Trump's hands. I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not a fan of Trump. You know, I voted for Gary Johnson, as I said earlier. But much as the social justice warriors and the people who were offended by everything and called every Republican a racist and a homophobe and a sexist and so on and so forth and led to the election of Trump, all the snarky, stupid comedians and the celebrities and all those dumb motherfuckers who kept running their mouth, and now Trump is president, they keep feeding in to what Trump wants them to do. He loves all that shit. He's bad-mouthing him. He gets it riled up. People think he's sensitive. That may be true, but he also likes to get shit and get into shit. So he gets on Twitter and starts some shit. He's never been told no. Donald Trump, people don't tell Donald Trump no. And that leads to a certain kind of personality, which he has. He knows he can do whatever the fuck he wants, whenever he wants. And he really doesn't care because there's no consequences to him. That's why he's had 40 failed businesses. Trump Steaks, Trump Airlines, Trump Casino here, Trump University. He don't care. They fail, he moves on. He doesn't give a shit. Before it fails, he's already on the next fucking thing, or the next 12 things. Has he got problems here? Well, now he's running for president. Now he's president. Now he's doing this. He doesn't care. He's going to do whatever he wants because there's no consequences. And all the people that rag on him all the time for every fucking thing, they're playing into his hand. They're desensitizing other people to what he actually does and the actual stupid shit that he has planned or is trying to enact or may try to enact. You know, I don't see the point of that, but they can't help themselves. Like Seth Rogen now, every fucking tweet's about Trump. Same thing with George Takei, a bunch of other celebrities. Everything is about Trump now. They put their fucking careers on hold to bash Trump. It's old. No one gives a shit. And to be quite frank, it seems like being a sore loser. You know, the people still complain about the popular vote. It's not helping your cause. I'm just saying. And it may be detracted from it. It detracts from the real things that Trump is doing that he shouldn't be doing. And that we could have a chance of stopping, but no. Because we got a bunch of dumbasses going, well, he walks in front of his wife down the fucking steps. Or he didn't hold her hand in this fucking instant. Or, you know, the economy that part of the fucking first quarter growth was all under Obama's last budget. And Obama's actually sitting in the fucking Oval Office for the first 20 days of it. I saw somebody say, this is all blamed on Trump. There's no way you can blame it on anyone else. Why? You know, that's not true at all. If you want to get down to fucking brass tacks, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to the economy. The Federal Reserve has fucking destroyed our economy. We've been languishing in this bullshit, quote-unquote, recovery for almost 10 years now. Go look up what's happening in Japan. If you want to know what's fucking going to happen in this country, you know how Japan, when you were growing up, you were told, oh, they're a booming economy? They've been in stagnation for decades now. Fucking stagnation for decades. And our central bank, the Federal Reserve, is destroying this fucking economy. It encourages consumption and spending. It discourages saving and investment. And you can only go on like that for so long. Until there's the shit that you're going to consume runs out. Some could say it's already run out. We're fucking, we're buying shit that has no purpose whatsoever now. Tons of it. And the fucking, you know, retailers are going bankrupt, and one day you're going to wake up and there's not going to be enough. And less supply, if you know anything about supply and demand, which if you want to comment on economics, you absolutely should. You should know exactly what supply and demand is and how it works before you say anything about economics. The supply goes down, demand goes up, prices go up. The more prices go up, the less money people have. It's a fucking death spiral of economic tragedy and crash, and it's coming. It's fucking coming. Barack Obama was president for 8 years. We never had a quarter with more than 3% growth. And now it looks like we've already slipped in a recession. Now, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but mark my words, it's fucking bad. It's bad. The Federal Reserve is destroying, or maybe already has destroyed, our economy. And when the fucking crash hits, it's not going to be good. They can't raise interest rates. Can't afford the debt. The debt's going to crush us. There's no way that these fucking programs can be paid for in the coming decades, because all the money that comes in as tax revenue, more and more of it's going to have to go to the interest on the debt. And entitlement programs that are set in stone and can't be changed. Non-discretionary spending. Hundreds of trillions of dollars that we don't have that's coming due in the next couple decades, next few decades, whatever. I don't know. I normally don't talk about politics and shit like this on this show. I don't devote a lot of time to it, but it's bad. And a lot of you motherfuckers, with your inaccurate information on the internet, you're not helping. Hi, name is Stoner Jesus. Let's everyone get out of here early. I'll be back to wrap things up after this. We're on every Friday, high noon Eastern time on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, name is Stoner Jesus. That's going to do it for us. I think everybody checked out the show. Spreads the word about the show, stonerjesus.net, the brand new stonerjesus.net. Go check it out. We'll be back here next Friday, noon Eastern time. We have Lady Bella Kush, the Northeast Slumber Party, and more. Keep trying to get the video show together, the Facebook video show. Go to facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Check out our past episodes. There's also a page on stonerjesus.net for those past episodes. Hopefully we'll be able to do more. We get some consistent settings. Figure something out. I guess immediate future is more testing. More testing for the video show. So go look at our page. Like the page. Facebook.com/stonerjesus420. Search Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Find the link on stonerjesus.net. So many ways. It's easy to find. Also, join our group for the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Check out the hardcore fans of the show. Interact. So on and so forth. On Twitter at stonerjesus420. Try my Periscope as well. Thanks everybody for listening. See you next Friday. Go spread the word about stonerjesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.